minute. Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 138. Again, good morning, Tommy Jacket.
Good evening, Josh Jensen, coming to you live from an island. How you feeling?
Buongiorno, or to me, buonasera. I'm good. Yeah. I've just had some limoncello. Is that what it's called?
So you're a bit loose. You're a bit lubed up and ready to go.
I can't remember what we spoke about yesterday that was like Drano, but limoncello is very. Is it limoncello? Is that what we had? Yeah, it was. It's very close to Drano. My lips are numb.
Yeah. So was it after dinner that they gave it to you, or what were you doing
after
at a bar?
Dessert. Yeah. We had dinner, dessert, and after dessert, when they were giving us the bill, they gave it to us.
Yeah, I've actually got limoncello in the fridge. If you have legit limoncello, it's like strong, but at a lot of places in Australia, they just give it to you at the end, and it's like watered down lemon water. It's lemon water with a hint of alcohol in it.
No, nah, this was ridiculous.
Strong?
I was actually worried that they had given me some sort of cleaning, you know, liquid. It just didn't feel like it should have been going down my gob.
Jesus. But, you know, there's like people who get alcohol poisoning. In some European countries, there's people are like, it was even in Thailand and stuff, people were having like pure alcohol. And they were getting super sick at some places. And it was like it's almost like spiking someone. Take advantage of them.
The weird thing is that it's the only time that I ever do drink is when traveling. If it's sort of like a cultural experience, but it's probably the riskier end of the drinking.
I'm having no luck. I nearly fucking broke my elbow during the night. Amy left her shoe out and I just stepped on it. Because it's still like pitch black here at the moment. So I still feel like it's the middle
literally
of the night.
I don't know what the point is of having video for you and I right now, because I can barely see anything.
You just see my teeth and my beard makes it look like it's just teeth.
Yeah, so reset for people who don't know, I'm in Italy. Tommy is at home in St Kilda. And there
All right, mate, give away my address, why don't you?
That was very close to it. I actually did hear a guy on a podcast. Someone asked what neighborhood in Brooklyn he lived in. And he's like, that's personal information. Don't really want to give that away. But the dude makes YouTube videos where he's constantly showing his house and near where he lives. I feel like that's really low risk to tell someone what suburb you're in. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, I think very low risk. Definitely the suburb street, maybe. It's like, it depends on, if you, what status you're at, what celebrity status you're at.
Yeah, like, well, this is the funny thing. It's low level. I'm like, bro, sort your shit out. Because at the end of the day, it's like, all of your neighbors who you don't know, they know your address. They actually know your unit number. It's a little bit weird. Maybe you need to be stalked first to fully appreciate privacy.
Yeah. I think if they thought about it, it's quite easy to find someone's address. You could find my address online. I've had about seven addresses. That's a good thing about the age
being
that we're
gypsy.
At. Yeah. You're just moving around. Like, I've moved like eight times or something, I reckon. At least.
Well, that's great about having my PO box. Have you checked the PO box by any chance?
Not since
400?
Not since last time. And I'm going off last time's checking it that it won't have more than maybe two, because there was only one piece of mail when I last checked it. So,
yeah, sure.
You had nothing, mate. It was a bill, if anything.
It's pretty low level. Well, I think it was more of a statement than a bill, because if it was a bill, you probably should open it and let us know.
I want to. I've just got. It's not a bone to pick, but fucking, I've just seen so many people using that stupid face like softening app. Have you seen that shit?
Oh, yeah, like a face tune sort of thing.
Yeah, I think Facetune. it, like, but it makes you look like you've just legit photoshopped and done a real shit job at it, and it's just ridiculous. I saw someone using it on their kids, so they weren't even in the photo, but they put it on their kids' faces, and I thought that's the end of it.
It's pretty wrong when you. I remember being on. When I was working on Fifi and Jules, Jules got called out for photoshopping his kids.
Get stuff. Probably, did he do it?
He had been doing it. I think it was sort of a bit of a phoner whether it was okay or not. But you know, a little bit of tweaking here and there. But I haven't edited a photo. Probably the only thing that I have done. Of late would be lowering the exposure of my photos while I'm traveling because I've got like a sick ass tan. I want to make sure so I look dark in every photo is underexposed. If you look at Josh Jansen on Instagram,
yeah,
it's like all of a sudden they're just, you can barely see what's going on in the photo.
See the difference. You actually know how to make it look like you actually had a good tan. I've looked like I've been in Europe. I've looked like I've had a fake tan because I just upped the saturation.
No, don't up the saturation. It's all about lowering the exposure a little bit.
Yeah, it's there's a photo that we actually got them done. Remember when we did our the Daily Talk Show photos,
headshots
or whatever, promo shots, classic. Amy had her one done just because she jumped in. So paint the picture. We had these shots done by a guy named Cam. He's an absolute legend. What's his surname?
Cam Cook.
Yeah. Great
Follow
photographer.
Follow him on Instagram. Really good.
And he helped us out with doing these promo shots. And on the day, Bodie and Amy were there and they jumped into a photo with me. And it was amazing. It was like people like thought that we had this setup done for just Bodie, Amy and I, but it was already there and they just jumped in and he managed to capture this amazing fucking photo that we're going to have printed and put up on the wall. But Amy wasn't happy with her hair. And
well, she wasn't prepared for the
She was 100% not prepared. Mate, she was there supporting me and wanted to go because she was exhausted and she was doing us a solid. Her hair hadn't been washed and she was concerned about her hair and she had someone Photoshop in to make her hair look luscious. And I'm okay with this over the face fucking softening thing because you can't tell. No one would be able to point out that she's actually got thicker, luscious hair filter on. But that's about the extent of where it is. But the face softening needs to fucking stop.
Yeah, well, I just don't know if it's a good look. I don't like it. That's if it looked good, it might be one thing. But if it's done poorly, I don't think it's a great thing. The thing that I've been thinking about of late is profile pics and how often you should be changing them, and I also have that thought where it's like, if you like, at what point, how much do you have to have changed before you need to up your, you know, redo your social media pic?
Yeah. I think if you've gone through a rebrand like you do, you have to.
Yeah.
I'm just... Yeah. So, we've changed ours to... Actually, no, I've still got mine as myself and Amy. You see, I haven't changed my Facebook profile in years. So, 2 years. 2016 was the last time I updated it. And it's
Facebook in general, I'm just not spending any time on. I changed my Instagram. This is very inside baseball talk, but I changed my Instagram to be like a brand page. So I could, I can't remember why. There was a reason behind it. I think it gave you more analytics or something. But then it connected up to my brand Facebook page. So I no longer send my photos to Facebook, so I'm not posting at all. The only thing I use Facebook for now is looking back at Facebook memories.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook a bit more, but if I'm going on the pattern that I've noticed in my profile photos, every 3 years, 2016 was last time I put one up. Before that, 2013, Jules London Eye at the Snow, on snowboard. So probably next year, Josh, 2019.
Will you be a bit? Just imagine if you were in the dating scene, how full on that would be. I remember I was included in someone's Tinder profile pic, and someone sent me a screen grab. So classic. I felt pretty honoured to feel like I was sort of in that space that I was, that he would somehow look cool if he was associated with me, or maybe he considered me his ugly friend, and it was his way of sort of, I don't know.
No, I think you, Sam Mack, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, he had a couple of people using photos with him on their Tinder, and then didn't he connect them up on the show?
Man, he is so good at content. I've been following his Insta stories as he's been getting like a bowl cut or whatever it's called. And it's just the amount that he can leverage his ideas and just like take it to another level.
I'm thinking of a rebrand.
What are you going to do?
Bohemian hipster. No, I'm not. No, I'm joking. Long hair. Thinking about growing my hair out longer.
Like a man bun.
Yeah, but not short sides. Like, just go the full hog.
Just I mean, if you're gonna sort of.
Oh, man, but no, you know, you're right. Sorry, I was thinking of like that top knot thing. That's a bit done. If you got a top knot, sorry. But my hairdresser.
Well, I mean, you make Bodie have his mullet. So why not? Yeah. Why not dad as well?
Well, yeah. So I haven't cut it. In a while, so I'm thinking of just going it out. Then there'll be a full rebrand. My first attempt
We'll have to get new promo shots. Well, I'm even thinking about that with once I get back from my trip, I'm going to have a sick tan. But also, the other weird thing is, growing up, I had like really blonde hair, and then for whatever fucking reason, we decided to like tip my hair, which was completely unnecessary, like bleach it when it was already blonde. But then as I got older, it went this sort of like basic, mousy, gross sort of blonde. And since I've been away, all of a sudden, it's like I've got tips. My hair is like going like super blonde.
It is. That's sun.
Do you think I'm going to lose it? If you cut it, is it just going to be mousy blonde again, do you think?
No. It will. As soon as you're out of that sun, it's going to...
I'll lose it.
Go darker. Like I go... My hair goes so dark in the winter.
Yeah, it's weird.
And Amy's sister, she came over at the other day and I said, have you dyed your hair? She said, nah, it's just the winter.
So weird. Hey, Michelle emailed us with a word of the day. She told me not to look at the meaning until we were doing it on air. So classic, the word...
Classic trolling classic from Michelle. She's going to get it.
Classic Michelle. What were you saying, Breezy? I still need it. That's correct. Bree just pointed out I still need to send Michelle her stickers.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Thank you for being this is the treatment of a super fan. This is the problem. When the bigger the closer you are as a fan, she's almost gone into family territory where you just stop fucking caring. You just sort of go out like you get comfortable enough that you get real lazy. But the word is... See, I can't even say the word. Obstreperous. Obstreperous.
Jeez.
Do you know what that means? Have a guess.
Obstreperous. No, you always throw these at me. You have a guess. I've got no clue. Obstreperous.
Obstreperous. I'm going to guess obstreperous. Oh, look, he's... there's a bit of... How could you even say it in a word? Oh, it's a bit obstreperous to say that if someone was to... Okay, so obstreperous, it would mean it's a long stretch. Obstreperous. What do you think? What's your guess?
No, I'll go with you. I'll support you.
Okay. So it's an adjective and it means noisy and difficult to control. The boy is cocky and obstreperous.
Was that about you?
It's got that vibe, doesn't it? No, but I was wrong, wasn't I? I didn't say that. I,
yeah, you
it was
were.
More of a I was a bit off. Obstreperous. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. Michelle also sent a video of a whole sketch of someone, a sketch all on pronunciation, which is a throwback to a previous episode.
Appreciate someone throwing that into a conversation. You'd put a spanner in the works and you'd leave with a sore head trying to work out what they said, but you'd try to nod along like you knew what they were talking about.
It's hard integrating new words, I reckon. Like, I feel like I'm not adding that many new words as an adult. Like, I think I've sort of peaked.
I wonder if there is actual science behind that. Like, your vocabulary reaches a ceiling and then...
Yeah.
You're just done.
I feel like the only thing we're learning is sort of industry terms or some shit like that, new technologies, but I don't know. I find it hard to integrate new ones. The thing that I have been playing around with, and I want to know if you've got any experiences like this, but I realized a few days ago, Brie and I were walking up a hill. And every time we get, like, I kick her ass when it comes to walking. I'm a super fast walker. But every
You're
time
7 feet,
we go...
she's 3 feet.
Yeah, well, you've exaggerated those numbers. Can we just say that?
Because you've exaggerated your fucking ability to walk, mate.
No, but so going up the hills, I've realized that I'm not that effective. And so I've gone down the rabbit hole of researching how you're meant to walk. Do you think you're actually a good walker?
I'm not as fast as you, but I don't care.
No, I'm not talking about speed. I'm not talking about speed at all. What I've come to realize is I think that I'm not walking correctly. How would you describe how your foot is meant to be when you're walking?
The theory of it is heel rolling to the toe.
Mm.
But it's not how most people do it.
Yeah.
Because there's the natural way of doing it, but then...
But it's wrong.
It's not...
Those people are doing it wrong. Well,
yeah, but
and
I don't
so
think
this
it's
is what
theory.
I'm realizing.
There's people with bowed legs who run marathons that probably shouldn't, and they are awesome at it. And so there's the textbook way, and then there's the way that you think... There's the way that you just do it.
Well, I ended up on, like, no joke, the dummies, you know, the dummies books, they had an article, Walking for Dummies.
And
I'm at the bottom
of you on the front.
Bottom of a, exactly. I was at the bottom of a hill just, like, looking this up. And, yeah, sure enough, what I've realized is that I tend to walk on the ball of my feet all the time. Like, I'm always engaging my calf muscles, which is why I reckon when I was in London a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago, I got injured because I was just, like, I guess it's okay if you're walking small distances to be walking sort of incorrectly, but once you start walking longer periods, then it becomes a bit of a problem.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much you're going to shift the style of your walking. It had to be so conscious and you'd have to do it for so long.
It's really hard. Yeah, I'm finding it quite hard.
To shift up. I know a lot of people that walk on the ball of their toes. I know what you mean now. I can picture you and how you walk. It's kind of like this. It's almost like a little bounce. And yeah,
it's like galloping. I'm galloping all the time.
Yeah, so you're an excited dog.
Yeah, but I just want to improve it. And then the other thing I've been thinking about, which I don't think I've ever expressed to you, I've been thinking in regards to this walking, the reason that I think that I need to get it sorted out, because I've got this vision that at some point you and I are going to do Kokoda and we'll do the daily talk show from Kokoda. Have I brought this up with you before?
There's a few problems here.
Okay.
You have asthma.
Barely.
Well,
you have more asthma than I have.
Yeah, but you don't get rid of asthma, and there's a problem. Just look up asthma and the Kokoda Trail. I actually don't think the groups let you do it if you have asthma.
I don't know. Like, my vibe on it is, I know you say you can't get rid of asthma, but I used to have asthma, and I don't have asthma anymore.
I'm just looking.
It sounds like you're Googling right now.
Well, I'm trying to work out. The company running the Trek and Kokoda Track, Young Victoria Women. Yeah. So, like, I mean, I would like to do Kokoda. A lot of people have died. A guy's done it crawling. So if he can
who's
do it,
dying? Like people, I guess people are dying in the sense of, like, I remember someone, like a plane crashed, but like it's not like a crazy walk. Like it's not super, super crazy. Is it? It's probably literally like what I was walking in London, and it won't be all concrete.
No, I think we can do it. It says the checklist, if you've got mild asthma. I'd say I've got mild asthma, and I'm quite fit, so I don't think it would be a problem. Yeah, I like that. Thanks for voicing that.
And so what was the other concern? So asthma, why else couldn't we do it?
I don't know.
Because I was thinking we could get, like, I was thinking we could, I was speaking to my mate Chris about it, who's done Kokoda, and he was saying that they didn't have internet at all. So, one of the things I was thinking is if we could get, like, satellite internet, and then we could upload, we'd be doing it live, it would actually be fucking easier than what we're doing now, and just upload it each day and just have enough batteries because you don't have power and stuff like that. But
so
Kokoda,
you know, it takes
maybe we do it next
four,
year.
It can take 4 to 12 days to complete, depending on the fitness and rest time involved.
I think we could do it in 8.
Yeah, I reckon 7. 4, 5. Yeah. No, eight,
let's do 7.
Eight
would be nice, just because it gives us a little bit of a rest. Okay, well, if anyone wants, should we open it up to listeners as well? Should we do Kokoda, to make it a real sort of event, or should it just be you and I?
The Daily Talk Show does Kokoda. Well, we'd need some help.
It'd be amazing. We'd have Michelle, Russ Keys, Trev, Rob, the whole Quadlock crew. It's a mix.
Look, I'm happy for
everyone wearing their stickers, Bree says, and Michelle will be the only one without her fucking sticker, just spewing. Not starting until she gets it.
Rob's going to run a business. I'm happy for him to just throw in a few armband quad locks to keep the team going. Maybe convert one into a water bottle holder. I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
Well, I think this is the opportunity. Once we get back, I've been thinking about all of these different little small trips or events that we could do just for fucking shits and giggles.
Yeah, well, I think one of the first ones that we'll be doing. Oh, we've done podcasts remote together, but not really. But Shepparton and
Sydney,
Krispy Kreme, Sydney, but LA will be the first one that we're really on the road, which will be a small stint of a remote. It's like a daily vlog. It will be like a daily vlog. What we're seeing, what we're hearing, what's happening, what we're eating.
Yeah.
It won't be. That got you excited.
Yeah, let's have a bit of a food diary. Be happy to manage the food diary. The thing that with all this traveling though, I brought my 1DX Mark II, and I have taken it out, I think, a total of 2 times since we've been away.
A 1DX, for anyone who doesn't know camera gear, is the top of the range DSLR camera. It's very thick and bulky and great for bird photography or super
fast sports photography.
And Josh is doing neither
of
those.
Yeah, it's well. I initially had this idea that I was going to be doing all these, videos, and then I just realized, like with the podcast, I get the exactly what I sort of need creatively, and I find that I'm spending way less time just taking photos in general. Like we went on a walking tour in Florence, and I just saw all these people just every stop, every site that we arrived in, they're fucking trying to get everyone's getting the same photo of the same thing. I'm like, what's the fucking point? You're never going to look at these photos again. Like the only photos I took at the Vatican were the ones I posted on Instagram, which was I thought it was really funny how they had big Panasonic and Samsung signs as if they were like they'd been donated or there was some sort of brand deal. Yeah. And the other photo that I got was the building, like I noticed a crack on the roof, and on the crack they had like a little piece of hardware. It sort of looked like something you'd get from Bunnings. It's hard to describe. But I think what it was a sensor to gauge whether the crack got bigger. And I took a photo of that And because Bree's like, oh, so what were you taking photos of? And I was like, I showed her the photos. Whereas everyone else is getting all these historic photos.
You did make Bree do the Leaning Tower of Pisa, holding it up with thousands of other people doing it at the same time.
That is very true. It was the funny thing is that probably 50% of people are serious and then 50% of people are doing it ironically, but the problem is that it already is playing in this ironic space, so you're just sort of falling into the exact same hashtag tourist trap.
Exactly.
Or life trap.
Ironic, just you're taking some moral high ground of like one-upmanship on these people, these suckers. Like, look at me. And it's almost just an internal function to make you be able to get past your own insecurities of seeming like a fucking tourist. Because I've done it. I was like, look at these plebs. And then I fucking do
exactly.
What
it's like, hey, babe, am I in shot?
Josh, wait till you get to Greece, if you do, like Santorini. Yeah. There's legit applause at sunset. So the sun just goes down and everyone just starts clapping. It's hilarious.
I wonder who starts the clap and how early you could start the clap.
Can you do? I reckon if you're staying like on the cliff or you know anywhere where there's like close to people, I reckon we'll be able to hear the clap during the podcast if we do it at sunset.
Really? Let's do that once. Well, so initially we're going to go from Ischia, or however you say it, Ischia, the
you
island
need to
we're
seem
at the
less
moment.
Of an ignorant tourist. You don't. You're worrying about being a tourist, but don't be ignorant, because that's what you're so like. Bree, help me.
To be clear, I do say buongiorno and tavolo per due, grazie, which means table for two. What else do I say, Breezy? Buonasera, all that sort of stuff. But, there are... If you can hear zips, it's because Bree's decided that she's going to repack her bag right now during the podcast. But, no, we were going to be heading... So we're going from here to... We're getting on a boat tomorrow to go to... back to... What's it called? The pizza place? Naples. Kind of the pizza place. You like my reference points.
See, the pizza Domino's? Place, no. Or the place where you Naples. Get robbed.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, but mate, I fucking loved Naples. It's actually been one of my favorite spots in Italy so far. I loved the vibe.
Shows who you are as a tourist. Jesus.
Really? Do you not like Naples?
No, it's just got a bad rap for being super dangerous. Dodgy.
Mate, that's what I grew up near Dandenong. But the I'm with my people. But no, so we then drive from Naples. We get a taxi to Positano. But then we're going to go to Greece straight after that. But there's been some crazy fires and stuff. Yeah, so we've decided that we're going to do Turkey next. So we'll do after Positano, will be the beginning of August. We'll go and spend a couple of weeks in Turkey and explore. So
amazing.
That should be fun.
And has Bree made sure that the schedule is around the Daily Talk Show? Or
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, we have been every place that we look at, the first thing Bree looks at is the Wi-Fi score through booking.com, but the problem being is that people, for me to be clear, but the problem is that people thought that this Wi-Fi was a 10 and it was probably a less than a 1 in quality.
Yeah.
But
my Wi-Fi at home, I've got...
Are you asking me to troubleshoot? Are you gonna? Have you got a Wi-Fi problem?
No. I've got TPG, but what I've realized is I literally pay $60 a month to be able to then stream Netflix, because that's all it can fucking do. It is the biggest piece of shit, and I actually don't understand how they can have a business. Maybe it's just idiots like me paying just to be able to stream Netflix. I literally can't do anything else.
Because it's just too slow?
It's so slow. It's ridiculously slow.
Here's a life hack when traveling. This has been super helpful. YouTube Premium, which used to be called YouTube Red. It's like a subscription. I think it's like $14 a month. But you can download all like YouTube videos onto your phone. So what I've been doing is, because I want to keep up to date with a few subscriptions that I have on YouTube, I'll just, when I hit some Wi-Fi, I just go into YouTube and click download on everything. So then when we're at our shitty Wi-Fi, we don't have to use 4G.
Oh, that's a good idea. Did they change it from YouTube Red to YouTube Premium? Because it was too close to RedTube.
No, I don't know. I don't know why. I guess it probably explains what they're doing a bit better.
But then it's more of a premium service.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, before we go, I was on Instagram. I got an ad that Spotify was sending me through Instagram, which was them saying that you can advertise through Spotify. So basically, like, create an audio ad and basically for the people who don't pay for Spotify, they'll get delivered these ads and you can select locations and all that sort of thing. Anyway, I was thinking, should the Daily Talk Show have a Spotify ad? So when people are listening to tunes, they just get you and I plugging the show.
Yeah, I don't mind it. So last night I went around to Jules Lund's house and I was like, listen, he had music on and then all of a sudden all these ads came on. First of all, I called him a tight ass for not buying the subscription to Spotify. But it's actually quite abrupt. So I think it mightn't be that bad. I mean, it's our first entry into above the line marketing. With a big brand.
Well, I did. I submitted my details so they'll get in contact with it all. But I was thinking we could. What should the ad actually have in it? What should we say? What should the content be?
I think just something really not different. Not trying to be different, but just basic. Like think about where people.
Can we
are
do
listening.
It now?
In their car.
Well, you start it and then I'll come in.
Yeah. Hey, we know you're listening to us. I'm Tommy.
Hi, this is Josh, and you're on Spotify right now, and you didn't pay the money to not get ads, so you're listening to us instead.
But if you want something for free, The Daily Talk Show is our podcast.
TheDailyTalkShow.com. Thanks for listening to Spotify, and enjoy this next tune, which is Nicki Minaj. What do you think? It's very specific because you could only play it before Nicki Minaj songs.
No, I like it because the funny thing will be if One Direction came on.
Yeah. I wonder if they would actually decline, like deny us that because we're confusing the consumer.
I think it'd just confuse them.
There could be so many things that you could do like that. Just could you just imagine the warning, this is an emergency announcement to let you know that there's an apocalypse.
Like, no, like, you're not allowed. You imagine the, broadcast yeah. 101, Josh, working in radio, you can't be seen to be doing any panic or fucking, you know, distress signals. So that's going to get bad.
Yeah, including Nicki Minaj. tomorrow we have Cycling Maven on.
Yeah, Mark Ferguson.
Yeah, we recorded that at a cafe a few weeks ago, and super interesting dude, has a YouTube channel, he quit his job at one point to focus on YouTube full time. He was in the Navy. He's just starting a family, got a kid. It's all very very interesting. So that's on tomorrow's show.
And then we'll be back Monday, peeps.
Yeah, and I'll be I'll be in Positano. But in the meantime, feel free to send us an email. hi@thedailytalkshow.com. We hope you enjoy your Thursday. I'm going to bed. Bye now.